Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our conversation continues with Michelle Moore, Federal Environmental Executive, Executive Office of the President. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Elizabeth Bryant. Michelle, you've mentioned federal government owns nearly 500,000 buildings. Would you tell us about the efforts to forge a more sustainable federal building approach? And what are some examples of either building a sustainable building or retrofitting?
And the federal government has a long history of leadership in sustainable building practices coming from across the agencies and certainly from within the General Services Administration and the Public Building Service. And there are a lot of great examples, both of innovation in new construction and innovation in renovations. One is a GSA project out in the Pacific Northwest, the Edith Green Wendell Wyatt Building. It is a modernization and major renovation, and they're taking a building that I believe is circa the 1970s and turning it into a very high-performance structure that's anticipated to save more than 60% annually on that building's energy bill. That project also has a LEED certification goal of platinum. You know, certainly not every opportunity to move the ball forward on sustainable buildings is at that scale in terms of a large-scale, you know, renovation and modernization effort. But there are examples that are taking place around Washington, D.C. as well. The General Services Administration, for instance, is going to be renovating their own headquarters building. And this is an opportunity to showcase in a very leadership-oriented way, you know, some of the ideas and some of the practices related to sustainable buildings that GSA is going to be implementing. And similarly, there are extraordinary examples of leadership across all of the agencies, from installations and military bases among the Department of Defense community to some very innovative work that's been advanced by the Veterans Administration, for instance. And that's an important area of leadership, too. Hospitals, as you might imagine, are very energy and water intensive. So to be able to apply integrated design and sustainable building principles in that context is really pushing the edge forward in terms of innovation.
What do you see as the future of sustainability efforts in the federal space, in the federal government? And what advice would you have for somebody who's looking for a career in the public service?
I see the future as being filled with opportunities for federal sustainability. And the thing that gives me the most confidence in our ability to press ahead and to meet the goals of the executive order and to push even further into the future are the extraordinary men and women who work in the federal community and who are part of the military service. The ideas that they shared in the Green Gov Challenge are extraordinary, and their continued involvement in getting engaged in the Green Gov Collaborative, continuing to share their ideas and give us the opportunity to listen and ask questions, give me extraordinary hope for what we're going to be able to accomplish. And I would just encourage anybody who's listening to the radio program today, who's involved in federal service or who's a member of our military, to please stay engaged. We are listening. We are looking forward to your ideas. And at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to continue to press forward without your involvement. In terms of advice for anybody who's contemplating a career in federal service, I would just share that it's an extraordinarily rewarding opportunity to serve the country in any variety of ways, regardless of what particular position you might hold, whether you're, you know, going after an administrative or operational leadership position, you want to be involved in facility maintenance and management, or you're going after a high-profile policy role. You know, every single opportunity to serve is an opportunity to do something good and get involved in positive change and get engaged in helping to move the country forward together. And I would certainly encourage everyone who has that hope or has that interest to pursue it.
Wonderful perspective. I want to thank you for your time today. But most importantly, Elizabeth and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you guys today.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Michelle Moore, Federal Environmental Executive, Executive Office of the President. My co-host from IBM has been Elizabeth Bryant. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.